To our third story now, at least five people have been killed in the Egyptian capital Cairo amid fresh tensions and anti-government protests across the country. The victims include a female journalist and a young man who were killed in clashes in Cairo's Ain Shams district. Dozens are also reported injured as security forces fired tear gas at protesters. Egyptians took to the streets in Cairo, Alexandria, Giza, Fayoum, Assyut, Port Said and Minya. They were rallying against the presidential candidacy of former defense minister General Abdel Fattah Sisi and the death sentences handed down to hundreds of Muslim Brotherhood supporters. Dozens were arrested nationwide. Meanwhile, pro-Sisi demonstrators have held rival rallies in Cairo as well as Alexandria and the Nile Delta city of Mansoura. Press's Mohammed Chalabi joins me from Cairo for more on this. Mohammed, just tell us more about the recent political developments in Egypt and how the killing of innocent civilians, including journalists, would only make matters worse.
Yes, indeed, Hassan, they can only make matters worse. Five people were killed in the mass anti-Sisi rallies held across Egypt on Friday, mainly in the Ain Shams area of Cairo, that had seen before the killing of tens of protesters in the past few weeks and nearly 50 on the third anniversary of the Jan 2011 revolution that ousted longtime dictator Hosni Mubarak, always a hotspot, that area of the capital Ain Shams. The numbers were confirmed by the Interior Ministry, which also said it had arrested 79 Muslim Brotherhood supporters on Friday. Now, anti-coup protesters led by youths took to the streets of much of Egypt's provinces to denounce former defense minister Field Marshal Sisi's presidential nomination in a race that he is destined to win, since Sisi has the public backing of the influential military council, which some describe now as the biggest political party in Egypt, unquote, and the clear endorsement of the influential state and even private media. Among the killed on Friday, as you mentioned, Hassan, was a female journalist, Mayada Ashraf, a 23-year-old, who worked for a couple of media outlets, one pro-government and one an independent one. Rival camps are accusing each other of killing Mayada, but her friends and eyewitnesses, including journalists, affirmed in their testimonies that police live rounds had hit Mayada and not the protesters, since they did not have any weapons, according to Mayada's friends and witnesses and journalists who were out there in the scene in Ain Shams. Also, in another sensitive case, a Christian woman was killed in her car. Police say she was stabbed by the protesters, and the protesters and eyewitnesses say she was hit by police live rounds, and there are calls for an independent investigation into the killing of the journalist and that a Christian woman. But there is fear among the anti-coup camp that justice will not be done because of what they have seen recently, what they describe as the law of the jungle, which saw more than 500 death sentences handed down for the killing of a single police officer in Minya.
All right.
Three other anti-CC protesters were killed in Ain Shams, also in Cairo on Friday. Dozens were injured in attacks by security forces, Hassan, against anti-coup protesters in many provinces, including an attack on a mosque with the conclusion of the Friday prayer in Sidi Bishr, Alexandria, while some worshippers were still performing the prayer. What was really finally eye-catching on this Friday is that calls for the pro-CC rallies to celebrate his presidential nomination drew minute crowds, with only tens or a handful of his diehard supporters appearing in some major squares in Cairo and Alexandria, as well as Mansoura, under the protection of security forces. Now, the anti-coup alliance has called for the continuation of peaceful protests throughout the week under the slogan "Together Towards Salvation," and it has specified Saturday under the slogan of "Palestinian Land Day," in commemoration, of course, with Palestine Land Day, Hassan.
All right, Press TV's Mohammed Chalabi giving us the latest on Egypt. Thanks, Mohammed.